I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. A coastal Oregon tradition's been captured by author James Herman in his new book, Driftwood Forts of the Oregon Coast. It looks at forts from a variety of perspectives, from the historical to the spiritual and practical, in a book that's photographic as much as it is written in prose. James Herman will appear in the KLCC listening area at Siuslaw Public Library in Florence on July 12th, in Lincoln City on July 19th, and on August 2nd at the first annual Driftwood Fort Festival along the coast. He joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, James.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, to the best of your knowledge, how long have people been building driftwood forts along the Oregon coast?
That's what I'm trying to find out. It seems like it's deeply rooted in our history, and I've been hearing stories of forts back as far as there's people. It seems like wherever there's people and wood, there's forts.
What originally drew you to driftwood forts?
Well, I've always been interested in shelter and structures, architecture. I think it was just natural for me when 2 years ago I was staying out on the coast doing an artist residency, and I was just hit with just 20 forts right there on the beach all in a line. It was amazing, and I just couldn't help myself. I was photographing them, and I was having all these ideas, and then it eventually came up that, oh, maybe this would be a book.
Since you mentioned architectural styles, there are a number of different architectural styles of forts, are there?
That's correct. I came up with a sort of iconography of the fort types, and they're just based off of wilderness survival shelter types. But I thought it would be sort of humorous to categorize them and classify them in this sort of rigid scientific way because they are such a free-form structure.
So what kind of a classification did you come up with?
Well, you can go from your lean-to to an A-frame, teepee, the rotunda, a shack. I have some other unique ones like a burner. Basically, it's a type where there's some sort of fire involved. It's either been burnt or there is maybe a fire pit inside of it, or it's just a burnt down fort.
Since driftwood forts are built with found materials, and found materials vary according to where you are, do you find that there are geographic differences in the forts that result?
You know, I've been traveling the entire West Coast, not just Oregon, to see if there are variances. And it seems that you're limited with just more the material rather than ideas that are being spread. I mean, I've seen forts that could have been found in South Beach, Oregon, Newport, but they're in Australia, New Zealand, Japan, these other far-off coastal areas.
Are there places along the Oregon coast that are particularly ripe for forts because the wood is good?
Pretty much any shore area north of a tributary, you're going to find some killer wood. And that's a secret I'm willing to share.
Forts and the supply of wood must connect to the timber industry in some way.
Well, I've been finding out that the wood is in fact in decline, and I think that is related to the timber industry. I was just speaking with Claude over at the State Parks Department. He's been with them for about 30 years, and he said back in the day they would have so much wood on the beach, they'd have to get dozers, push it up onto the dune area, and just burn it because there's just too much to deal with. So we're experiencing a decline in driftwood, and I think it's just probably the timber industry's regulations, and maybe the beavers aren't as busy anymore.
What is it about building forts that's a spiritual pursuit for you?
The engagement with the materials and being on the coast, it has that kind of rhythm and the remoteness. It's called flow in maybe Zen thought, and just working on a repetitive task, kind of like let the mind wander. So it is, you know, it seems like some, a meditation to me.
And you're going to be launching the first annual Driftwood Fort Festival along the coast. Tell me what you'd like to see happen in that and what you'd like to have come out of it.
We Oregonians, we have this unique landscape, the timber, and our public beaches. I want to see a regionally specific festival for us that we kind of create and take and use for our own identity. And, you know, we can begin to, you know, incorporate that into our culture.
It's interesting to have this unique architectural tradition and spiritual tradition and everything that a fort is. So thank you for being the one to bring it to public attention.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Eric. It's my pleasure.
James Herman, author of Driftwood Forts of the Oregon Coast, a historical, spiritual, and how-to guide of the art form of Driftwood Forts. He'll appear at the Siuslaw Public Library in Florence at 1 p.m. on Saturday, July 12th. Then, after a journey to Powell's in Portland, back at the Connie Hansen Garden in Lincoln City on July 19th, and at the first annual Driftwood Fort Festival on August 2nd along the coast. For more information on the book and events, see driftwoodforts.com and nestuckaspitpress.com, as well as on Facebook. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.